Yep. So we got a video game heavy entertainment entree because we got to wrap up everything about E3.
That's right. I don't know. What is it? Two symbols. E3. That's all that matters right now.
Yep. Do you want to lead off on this, Mike?
Yeah, sure. For anybody that doesn't know, E3, probably by the time you listen to this, we'll be wrapping up. But for those that don't know, E3 is the Electronic Entertainment Expo. It's the biggest video game event of the year. This is when all the major publishers and developers make all their announcements, reveal everything, and get people hyped up for the video games coming out later this year and next year. This is what video gamers look forward to all year long, to see some of their favorite games showed off and to hear what's new in the industry.
Yeah, to put it in shorter words, E3 is essentially the Super Bowl of video game announcements.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and it is treated like a competition because people always say who won E3.
Yeah,
which, you know, maybe we can get into that later. But for now, I think it's a good idea to go over some of the big announcements, reveals, and moments from the conference. What do you think, Rich?
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's dive in.
All right. So first up, I figure we'll start with Microsoft because, to be fair, I'm not that much of a Microsoft fan, honestly. Never really played that much Xbox. But Microsoft, I think, had the best conference because they focused on games, games, games. Yes, they get an achievement for that.
There you go. Nice little achievement award there.
They came out and they featured over 20 games in their press conference, as opposed to last year when they talked about TV and sports and the Kinect. This year, they didn't mention Kinect at all, Rich.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a 180.
That is a 180 instead of a 360. But they came out and they made some big announcements, some big reveals. One of the big ones, of course, is the Halo Master Chief Collection. They're putting all four Halo games into one bundle for the Xbox One. The big news there is that gamers can play any multiplayer map online from any of the previous four titles. So that's a very big announcement for Xbox fans. A truly great experience for them. Yes, another achievement.
There you go.
Oh, that's another. They made a big point about saying that it would have all the achievements for all the games as well. So
there you go.
Extra achievement for them. But they also made some really big reveals. They revealed Rise of the Tomb Raider, which is the sequel to the Tomb Raider reboot from last year, one of the more popular games. They also revealed co-op campaign gameplay for Assassin's Creed. I know Assassin's Creed is not really up your alley, Rich.
Yeah.
Because of all the stealth.
Yeah, I'm not usually a stealth gamer.
Yeah, but co-op for stealth games sounds very risky but very fun as well. You can play with four players online, all working together through the campaign. It looks like a blast.
I do love co-op, though.
Co-op is a lot of fun.
I like being on missions with friends. I think that's pretty cool.
So maybe if it gets good scores, could I convince you to buy a copy and play online co-op?
Maybe.
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
I know that's...
Is there any chance I can switch that sword out for like a rocket launcher?
A rocket launcher? In the French Revolution, you want a rocket launcher.
Yeah, why not?
By the way, it's set during the French Revolution.
I didn't know that. I don't play these games. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence.
Can I just have Orson Welles instead?
Maybe Orson Welles will be in the game.
Yes. give me Orson Welles. Thank you.
Yeah, you can play Orson Welles. I'll play Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
But the biggest thing that Microsoft showed was something we talked about recently, a couple weeks ago when they had the announcement trailer, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Ah.
Of course, we're both very excited because Kevin Spacey's going to be in it, right?
Right.
Not only that, but it looks like they're focusing more on the story and they're changing up some gameplay mechanics, which they showed off in the demo. Some really cool new ideas, futuristic weapons, new movement abilities. They had these like thruster packs where they could like jump up onto like really high objects, so it makes the battlefield more vertical. Really cool stuff. What do you think? Could this be your first Call of Duty?
I think it could. If they, but me, I'm a story guy.
Right.
So if the story is awesome, and you know what? Kevin Spacey's on it.
Kevin Spacey is going to do a good job.
He doesn't choose crappy projects. He likes doing projects that he believes has, some sense of
worth.
Artistic,
yeah.
Yeah. So I think it might be my first foray into Call of Duty.
Also, just to push you over the edge, our good one of our favorite voice actors, Troy Baker, is in it as well.
Oh man, Troy Baker's getting his hand in everything.
He's in everything. He's actually in a couple other games announced at this E3, which is incredible.
Busy man.
Yeah, busy guy. But Call of Duty Advanced Warfare looks really, really good with a completely new engine overhaul, brilliant graphics, great new gameplay. I got to say, this is the first one I'm looking forward to in quite some time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no Kevin Spacey at E3.
Maybe he's filming. Yeah, you know what? He's probably filming House of Cards.
Season 3.
That's probably it.
And besides, E3 doesn't really seem like his cup of tea.
Yeah.
I couldn't picture Kevin Spacey at E3, could you?
Yeah.
But Microsoft, I think, did a phenomenal job with a lot of awesome announcements and presentations. But next up, we're going way back to one of the classic developers. Of course, we're talking about Nintendo. Nintendo had a very strange conference. They had a digital event. It wasn't actually a conference. It was a digital video that I think they pre-recorded. And they had Robot Chicken-style sketches interspersed throughout it. It was very strange, little comedy bits. But that aside, they did make some really cool announcements. One would be the new feature to put custom created characters into Super Smash Bros. Wii U with something called Mii Fighters.
There's a common enemy! Kill him! Uh-oh, there's Mike's character.
Yeah.
That's your victory you're saying right before you hit your finisher. There's a common enemy. Kill him.
I would love that. I figured I would bring this up because I know you love to create characters.
Yeah, I do.
In video games.
I love to create characters. I love customization.
Yeah. And
so this is right up my alley.
They showed some really powerful stuff. They showed, they made Miis of two developers. They made a Mii of Abraham Lincoln. I mean, that's awesome stuff right there.
There's a common enemy. Kill him.
Yeah, we can all gang up on Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah,
but
I have your victory music.
Praise the glorious leader. You know what? I did not see that at E3 though. In all the press conferences, unfortunately.
That's what I would envision your victory slogan would be.
Yes.
Praise the glorious leader.
Oh, and if you lose,
curse you, technology.
I might have to go buy a Wii U and make
just
a fighter.
So we can create Mike as a Mii fighter.
That would be great. And you know what? They showed off all the different classes. You can choose your Mii to be either a brawler, a swordsman, or a gunner that has a rocket launcher arm, Rich.
Oh, there you go. Perfect
there
for me.
There you go.
All right. Okay.
Is that what your victory thing would be?
No, that's right before I press the button. Uh-huh. that's right before I hit my finisher. All right. Okay.
It's like, which button is it again? Oh, the one with the skull and crossbones.
Yeah. All right. Okay. There you go.
So, Mii Fighter, something to look forward to with Super Smash Bros. Wii U.
Oh, you also have one more victory saying.
In your face! Ha ha! Wow.
That fits perfectly.
That is perfectly.
In your face. Ha ha.
If only Nintendo would allow you to put in sound clips, that would be amazing.
Yeah, come on. What, you don't have 80 clips of yourself, people, video gamers? No.
No, they're not hardcore gamers.
Yeah,
like we
obviously.
Yeah.
In your face. Ha ha.
I should start playing online more and just play that whenever I win something.
Yeah.
Which probably wouldn't be very often, let's be honest.
Victory music.
Yeah.
In your face! Ha ha!
Alright, what else did Nintendo announce?
I'm going to skip right ahead to this one because I know you, again, with the creating stuff, they announced a Mario level editor called Mario Maker.
Wow.
So you can make your own Mario levels.
Uh-oh.
Complete with bad guys and blocks and puzzles.
Doors?
I don't know about Doors. It's a Time Splitters reference, yeah. People. But
I love to create custom characters and custom levels. And so that is right up my alley.
And you're a classic gamer too.
Yeah, like,
you played the Mario games, right?
Yes, I did. I grew up on Mario.
So there you go, right up your alley. But here's the thing: I don't know if that's enough to go out and buy a Wii U.
Not yet.
Maybe down the line, but not yet. Maybe when this game comes out. Of course, I'm talking about Star Fox for Wii U.
No way! I don't believe it!
Yes, it's true. Gosh. They're bringing back Star Fox.
Can't let you do that, Star Fox.
Unfortunately, they didn't reveal any details, but just the fact that they're making one, that's got to have you excited. Obviously, yeah. By all the clips you have.
Star Fox is one of my favorite series.
Yeah.
So, if they make a good Star Fox game for Wii U, I might have to go get it.
Now, they say that they use the gamepad as a first-person cockpit view for the fighter. I don't know what that would entail, whether motion controls or not, but... It might be interesting to see that done.
Yeah, I mean, if it works, it works. That's what matters.
Right, it all comes down to whether it works or not.
Yeah.
If it works for the gameplay, great. If it impedes gameplay, don't do it.
And please, please, there has to be a mention of this.
Do a barrel roll. To barrel roll, press V or R twice.
I don't care
they
how.
They have to. They
I
have
don't care
to.
How. It has to get in there somehow. It could be a random point. I don't care, but that has to be in there at some point.
Do a barrel roll. To barrel roll, press V or R twice.
I agree. That should definitely be in there.
Do a barrel roll.
I don't know if they have a Z button, though. They could always change
it. It's all right. Just do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll.
Oh, wow. So there you go. That's Nintendo for you. Moving right along, though, to, I think it's safe to say, our favorite console manufacturer, right?
Yep.
That would, of course, be Sony with the PlayStation 4. Ah, a trophy.
Yes.
Well, we'll see if Sony deserves a trophy for their press conference. They announced some really cool new services and features. There's a lot of them, so I'm just going to go through them. PlayStation Now, the PlayStation video game streaming service, will go into open beta starting July 31st. So that means anybody with a PlayStation 4 can jump on and start streaming video games, Rich.
That's crazy.
Over 100 available in the beta.
So it's supposed to be a Netflix.
Essentially a Netflix.
For video games.
Yes, a Netflix for video games. Now, there will be a pricing structure later on. They haven't really nailed that down yet, so there's not much to go on there. But just the fact that you can stream video games from past PlayStation libraries, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait to try it out. And after the PlayStation 4, it will roll out to PlayStation 3 and Sony Bravia TVs. So all you need is a DualShock 3 controller, and you can start streaming video games straight to your TV.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
You don't need a console.
Yeah. And eventually, once they go out of beta and they launch it officially, they'll take it to computers and mobile devices as well.
Wow.
So there you go. The whole back catalog could be opened up very soon for PlayStation fans. But... moving right along to one of the biggest features of the next-gen consoles is the sharing functions. And PlayStation 4 got a huge announcement with this E3 in that you will be able to upload video directly to YouTube from the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, so that cool moment that happens in your video game, put it up on YouTube.
That's right. You just hit the share button, capture the video, and put it straight to YouTube. I mean, that's what everybody's been clamoring for. That's what everybody wants. And now... They've got it. It hasn't come out yet, but I assume with the next update, it'll probably be available. Another big announcement, this is kind of cool too, is PlayStation TV. It's a little piece of hardware that Sony has released in Asia, but they haven't brought to America yet. But what this does is it hooks up to a TV, and it pairs with your PlayStation 4 and allows you to stream the PlayStation 4 content to another TV. So it's sort of like remote play, except you can play it on another TV, which I think is really cool. So say someone is watching a movie in the living room. You can take your little PlayStation TV, plug it into a TV in the kitchen or your bedroom, and start streaming gameplay right there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So a lot of neat features for PlayStation fans. They also focused on a lot of exclusive things that only their version of third-party games will be able to do. For instance, PlayStation 4 fans get early betas for Destiny, which is being developed by Bungie, the former Halo dev, and Far Cry 4. So PlayStation 4 gamers can access the betas earlier than the other consoles. But speaking of Far Cry 4, this is really cool, Rich. Maybe something that we would have to check out. Apparently, if one gamer owns a copy of Far Cry 4, they can invite their friends to play online with them, even if their friend doesn't own the game.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's not just multiplayer, co-op campaign.
Wow.
That's really cool. One copy of a game, and you can both play it online.
Boy, is that a spit in the face to, like, Xbox of, like, last year when they were saying, like, yeah. You have to buy new copies all the time.
All the time, yeah.
You can't use even a used copy of the game. Now yeah. PlayStation is like, we want this to be as extremely, effortless as possible.
Yeah, it's open, user-friendly, and effortless. I think those are the things to take away from this announcement. But also, it reminds me of the old Game Boy days. Do you remember where you'd only need one cartridge of a certain game to play multiplayer?
Yeah, and you just needed the link to the other Game Boy.
And the link cable,
yeah.
I think some of the Super Mario Brothers games were like that on Game Boy Advance. I don't know if you played Game Boy Advance much.
A little bit.
But, yeah, they had this thing where you would only need one cartridge because they understand that you want to share the game with your friends. It's not like that friend is going to play the whole game 24/7 off of your system. So you're not really losing money. It would be the same thing if your friend came over to play with you.
Right.
Right? So I think if more developers started implementing that, that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
So I would really like to see that in future releases. Here's something interesting, though. Sony actually released a game on the PlayStation Network during the show. They announced it. It was the first time they showed it, and then they said it's available now.
Right now.
Yeah, so I thought that was really cool. And that's something that can really be done during the digital age.
Yeah.
You know?
You couldn't do that before.
Yeah. Do you think this could be a trend for future years?
Yeah, why not?
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
You're watching the conference.
What better way to say, try our product than say, you can buy it right now?
Yeah, no waiting. We hyped it up.
Download it right now.
Yeah.
Bam.
I just thought that was really cool, sort of a surprise moment. Something that's not so surprising, though, was the fact that Sony announced The Last of Us Remastered for PlayStation 4, which is coming out July 29th.
That's cool.
Yeah, so all those people that were converted from Xbox, they now get to play The Last of Us in 1080p, 60 frames per second on PlayStation 4. That's
good
amazing.
Luck with that.
Yeah, you had a tough time with that game, didn't you?
Yeah. Again, too much stealth.
Too much stealth.
Sorry.
<yeah. laughs> It was a very nerve-wracking game.
Yeah.
Very stressful at some parts. So, too intense, I think.
Good luck.
Yeah, and in 10p high definition, Rich, this time.
Good luck.
Maybe you should play it again.
No. One playthrough was enough.
Okay.
I'm not saying it was a bad game. I'm just saying it was really tough.
Yeah. No, it was a tough game.
Especially for non-stealth people like me.
But for all those that didn't get to experience on PlayStation 3, now they get a chance.
Yep.
One game that I know, regardless of how much stealth is in it, I know you're going to pick up, Batman Arkham Knight, Rich.
Oh, yes. Now we're talking.
Sony showed a gameplay video that was simply amazing. Everybody, you've got to go check out this video. It was one of the best moments of the entire conference.
I'm Batman.
Unfortunately, he didn't say that.
No!
No.
Why
no.
not?
I don't know.
I'm Batman.
He'll say it.
But not only did they show gameplay, but they showed Batmobile gameplay.
Awesome!
And that's what we were talking about. How would it work in the open city? Because it's all of Gotham now.
Right. We've moved on from just a little prison to a section of the city that's blocked off.
Yeah, that second one was
prisoner
weird.
Prisoners took over it.
Yeah, that Arkham City was a little strange.
Yeah.
They sold part of the city to use as another prison or something. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
That's how many prisons you have.
Look, if you got that many prisoners, you've got big problems on your hands.
Yeah.
But now, apparently, they're taking over Gotham and you need the Batmobile. The gameplay was great. It was seamless. Batman jumping in and out of the Batmobile. You can launch out of it straight into a glide, like hundreds of feet into the air, which was really cool. You could transition to tank mode, it seemed like, and you could go side to side and shoot a giant cannon at enemies. But here's the great thing.
That's awesome.
This is going to be great for people that are not so good with finesse when it comes to driving in video games. You can plow through just about anything.
Awesome.
I was it really is awesome. I was watching the demo, and they were heading towards a stone set of stairs, and they had one of these big walls going down the middle, dividing the stairs into two parts. I'm like, oh, man, he's going to crash. He's going to wreck the car. No. The Batmobile hit that stone wall and crushed it as it drove straight up the staircase. It was amazing. Steel and concrete flying everywhere like nothing.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I'm Batman. It doesn't matter.
All logic stops with that statement.
I'm Batman.
So, I mean, oh man, I can't wait to get my hands on that game.
Me too. It looks like a good game.
Yeah, unfortunately, it has been pushed back to 2015.
No!
But if it lets them polish it, I'm totally fine with it.
Okay.
I'm Batman.
Add that in there somewhere.
Well, that's why they pushed it back.
Yeah, they didn't add that.
Yeah.
Get on that.
I'm Batman.
You have to put that in there.
You have to. It would be great. And they also, during the Batman Arkham Knight gameplay, they had a surprise visit by a villain, if you will. They had a very interesting bit with Scarecrow, who was finally revealed for the game. I think it was Scarecrow. I'm pretty sure it was Scarecrow. Very, very cool. I don't want to ruin it too much, so you got to go out and check it out for yourself, the whole video. But definitely one of the highlights of the conference. Another highlight, though, was, of course, showing a short trailer of Uncharted 4 to close out the Sony press conference. And if you can imagine it, Rich, it looks a million times better than The Last of Us.
Really?
Yes. I swear it was one of the best-looking trailers I've ever seen.
Wow.
It was really impressive.
Yeah, and you're a big fan of Last of Us.
Big fan of Uncharted 2, but this just... The graphical fidelity just blew my mind. I mean, obviously the finished product won't look like that probably, but it looked amazing.
Wow.
So definitely something to get excited for. And also the same game directors from The Last of Us.
Right. It's the same
studio. Yeah. But the same exact guys whose names I can't remember. But
Naughty Dog?
Naughty Dog, but the actual people that were in charge of The Last of Us are also in charge of Uncharted 4 now. Okay. Yeah. So it's going to be good stuff. Definitely something to check out. So there you have it.
Woo!
That was a really quick rundown of
everything that happened.
Of everything.
Woo!
There's going to be a write-up on the website, much more in-depth, of all the conferences, including EA's conference and Ubisoft's conference. There's just so much to go over with
E3. Yeah, a lot happens in this E3 expo, but Mike, you did a good job wrapping everything up.
Thank you.
That was definitely a lot to cover.
Yes. But can you believe it? There's still more to cover, Rich, because I got to get into this. Of course, with every E3, gamers are very demanding. We have to go over some of the disappointing things, some of the things that we would have liked to see during the conferences.
Okay.
I mentioned briefly, it would have been nice to see Kevin Spacey for Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. I don't know if anybody actually expected him to show up, but it would have been cool, wouldn't it? At least another story trailer.
Yeah, but I understand he's filming House of Cards.
Yeah, and House of Cards has got to come first.
Yeah.
I don't care how popular.
Yeah, we need House of Cards, damn it.
That's right. But here's something that kind of bothered me. And I wrote this down as part of my problem with the Nintendo press conference, but really it's about the whole conference in general. There wasn't enough new IPs or new games in general. Everything was previously announced, or they came from existing franchises, or the games were expected to appear. Like the EA press conference, it was FIFA and Madden and NHL and The Sims and Battlefield. I mean, we knew all that. Right?
Yeah, I heard there wasn't a lot of new original.
No, not content. A lot of new stuff. Nintendo showed Super Smash Brothers. They showed a Zelda game, which everybody loves a Zelda game, but, you know, a new IP would have been nice. Again, with Sony, a bunch of stuff we've already seen. Assassin's Creed, The Order 1886, Destiny, Batman we already knew about, Uncharted we already knew about. So I kind of felt a little disappointed there.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. I had the feeling that was going to happen, though, that this E3 was just going to be a recap for everybody, which it kind of was.
Yeah.
It was just a reminder, like, hey, these games are coming out eventually.
Not even a date. Just not even a date,
yeah.
Out.
Don't yeah, worry. They're coming out. Don't worry. Just, you know, go buy our systems. That's what it felt like, honestly, at certain points.
Well, I mean, to go back to our original point, I mean, they have this conference so that you choose a winner, which console right. is the winner.
Right, yeah. Quote-unquote winner. These console wars, everybody likes to put their console ahead, don't they?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. They do it so they can, you know, show off and flaunt their stuff. And, of course, they want to flaunt the stuff that's coming out, you know, within the next couple of months so people go buy it. I just would have liked to see more new stuff, I guess. Mm-hmm. But nothing we can do about that now. But probably the biggest disappointment, Rich, I know you're feeling this, no Mass Effect.
Yeah, that was definitely a little bit sad.
Yeah, and kind of shocking.
And we ranked that as like one of the top things that we thought was going to happen.
Yeah, it felt so certain. We talked about it during the show last week, and I put an article up that weekend. I said it was going to be one of the biggest possibilities of actually happening because the game director was going to be at E3 for the first time in 8 years. They kept talking about it, tweeting about it. They said that EA had 6 unannounced games to show. It's been in development for 2.5 years. It felt ready. It felt right.
You know what the problem is? You're impossible to work for. You've been riding me for years.
You're riding them for years.
Well, we really wanted Mass Effect.
You know what the problem is? You're impossible to work for. You've been riding me for years.
That's what they're saying down at BioWare right now.
Probably. Well, they are busy people. They're working on Dragon Age Inquisition, which was shown. They're working on...
Can it wait for a bit? I'm in the middle of some calibrations.
Yeah, they're calibrating.
They're still calibrating the next Mass Effect, of course.
Believe it or not, this damn gun still needs calibrating.
And they also hinted, very briefly, like for 30... like, not even 30, like 5 seconds, that Casey Hudson, the guy that was in charge of Mass Effect... three, all the Mass Effects, I think, he's working on a brand new IP. It would have been nice to see something, but of course it's not ready yet.
You big stupid jellyfish.
You're just getting all the Mass Effect clips out there.
Why not? I miss Mass Effect. I wish there were... I'm disappointed. I wish there was something.
I'm disappointed too. They did show us a tiny bit.
Very tiny.
Some prototype images, which I guess it was cool, but I really thought they were going to come out with a trailer.
Yeah.
I thought
they were going to come out swinging for the fences on this one, and they didn't.
I thought if EA had come out, let me say, if EA wanted to have a good press conference, they would have shown a Mass Effect trailer, but they didn't.
Yeah.
And from what I'm hearing, the buzz is EA had the worst press conference. They did. It was god awful. It was boring.
Wow.
But you can read the write up on the website. We won't get into EA here.
You know what the problem is? You're impossible to work for. You've been riding me for years.
Another game that was missing in action, though, so sad. I know we talked about this as well, didn't we? Red Dead Redemption sequel.
Oh yeah, no Red Dead Redemption sequel.
We thought it's been 4 years actually.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption came out in 2010, and it's been 4 years, and they just mentioned, Take-Two mentioned, not only 2 weeks ago, that it was a permanent franchise, and then...
nothing.
Nothing.
Damn.
So, maybe 2015 we'll see a trailer? Mm. I don't know.
That is shocking. Not even a mention of it.
Not even a mention. Everybody's been waiting for that. That's on gamers' radars. Mass Effect, Red Dead Redemption, those were two games that I think people really wanted to see, but it just didn't happen, unfortunately. So, and there were a couple of other games missing in action that people have been griping about online. Of course, everybody always says, oh, Half-Life 3 should be there, but it never is.
Yeah.
Sony had a game called The Last Guardian that they showed back in 2009 that they haven't shown
ever since. Again.
Yeah, well, they've shown it, but there's rumors that it's been canceled now. And then, of course, they said, no, it hasn't been canceled. But then they didn't show anything. So I don't know.
It's in limbo.
It's definitely in limbo, which is shocking because it's from the developer that made Shadow of the Colossus, which was a very, very popular PlayStation 2 game. So a lot of games missing in action that people wanted to see. That's the biggest disappointment for me, I think.
Mm. Yeah, I'm definitely sad. No mention of Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, no Mass Effect. It's just, and even if you don't mention those, you got to show us a lot of new games, which I don't, they showed a couple, but I already knew about most of them. So what are you going to do? There you go. Some disappointments from E3, but enough with the sad stuff. Let's go over some of the best games shown, some of the favorites. I got to say, really looking forward to Batman Arkham Knight.
Yeah, that is definitely the one I'm looking forward to in all this.
I think, honestly, I don't know where everybody else stands on this, but I think that was one of the best games shown.
Yeah.
I thought that was incredible. The video was amazing. It's clear that Rocksteady is gunning for another amazing game. They're going to try and hit this one out of the park.
Yeah, well, this is going to complete the Arkham trilogy.
Yes, yes. This is the final game, they say. I don't know. You know, nothing's ever final in video games.
Yeah.
Especially with something so profitable as the Arkham series. So, we'll see.
Well, I mean, they're just saying the Arkham series.
Right, the Arkham series, right.
They could leave it as a trilogy and then make another Batman game but not say it's Arkham.
That is true. That is true. But I think most gamers associate Batman with the Arkham series now. I can't even tell you another Batman game.
Yeah, that is true.
So, but, you know, we never know. Another game, again, we mentioned Assassin's Creed Unity. I think that's going to be great. Four-player co-op campaign sounds like a blast. But another game that looked really interesting was No Man's Sky. And it hasn't been getting a lot of press, but this might be up your alley, Rich. It's a sci-fi exploration game that is completely procedurally generated. So that means everything is randomized. They put it this way. Every time you start a new game, you spawn on a completely different planet. And that's true for all players, that you'll never see the same planet twice when you start a game. And the gameplay video was amazing. Completely seamless. A person is exploring the surface of a planet. They jump into a ship. They blast off into outer space, fly to a different planet, land on that one, get back in the ship, blast back off into space. And meanwhile, they engage in dogfights in space.
Oh.
They examine new species on the planets. It just, forget open world. This is open universe.
Just add an X-Wing in there and I'll be ready to go.
I'm telling you, you got to check out the trailer for this game. It even had dinosaurs in it. Well,
that's your favorite.
Yeah,
though.
Alien dinosaurs. But I've never seen anything that seamless. In Mass Effect, you could explore the galaxy, but you always had to go through the galaxy map, right? There were loading screens. Nothing like that. This was complete.
Motherfucking pterodactyl.
There you go. Dinosaurs.
Motherfucking pterodactyl.
That's what I'm going to be singing as I soar through space trying to find space dinosaurs.
Motherfucking pterodactyl.
I love that clip. But I was just blown away by the gameplay. I can't wait for it. It's a small indie game, but it looks amazing. Completely, I don't know what to call it. I guess open universe, open galaxy.
Yeah, open galaxy.
Yeah, because you go to different planets, and each planet's completely new with different species, different environments, different buildings, different players. It's also massively multiplayer online. It looks phenomenal.
Oh, so definitely one to keep an eye out for. Then.
And I don't hear enough talk about it, but I think people should be talking about it a lot more. That's just me personally. But yeah, so great E3. What about you, Rich? What's your big takeaway from this year's E3?
Well, I'm looking forward to the Mii Fighters for Nintendo. I can't wait to make up my own players in Super Smash Bros. I can't wait for Batman Arkham Knight, obviously, And I'm going to try Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I might. That Kevin Spacey's on board. I think that's a sign that I should at least try it out.
Wow, so see, E3 has got Rich trying new things.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and hey, they might win back an old Call of Duty fan in myself. But I think bottom line, Batman Arkham Knight.
Yeah, that's really the star.
I think that was the star for me personally. But overall... decent E3.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see
more. Wasn't a star-studded one.
No. That was last year's E3.
Yeah.
Last year's E3 was the big one. But this year, it was all right. Decent. Showed a lot of good stuff for the upcoming year. In terms of winner, I got to go with, and this pains me to say it, I'm going to go with Microsoft. They showed the most games. They had the tightest presentation. And they revealed the most new stuff, it seemed like to me. Sony did a lot of good stuff, but they focused on TV shows and services. They didn't really bring up a lot of the new games. So it pains me to say it, but I got to say Microsoft, quote unquote, won this one.
See, my problem is there wasn't a whole lot of original games to come out.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's really tough to say a winner in this one.
That is true. That is true. Because everybody, Microsoft and Sony just talked about third-party games.
Yeah.
Microsoft talked about Halo, and Sony talked about, you know, Uncharted 4 and The Last of Us. But we knew about those.
Right.
You know?
Well, I'll tell you what. When it comes to, like, the future and things that I'm looking forward to do, Sony won with the whole PlayStation Now and the PlayStation TV. I can't wait to try those out.
That's a very good point. Those services are very – and the Far Cry thing. Not many people are talking about that, but that could be huge.
If you're talking about just games in general, I think I would give the edge for maybe Nintendo because they're bringing back Star Fox.
You got to go with Star Fox.
That's awesome that they're going to bring back Star Fox. That and the customizable aspects to Mario and Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, they're really focusing on customization there.
Yeah, which is weird. Nintendo usually doesn't do that.
No, they don't. They're very strict. But I guess that's what they were talking about new licensing deals.
Yeah.
They're opening it up more, which is very cool. But all in all, I think all three, Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony, had decent shows. I think they were very, very similar.
Yeah, nothing really to go in the history books about. Yeah, but
no grand slam like Sony's announcement last year about the PlayStation 4.
Right.
But
nobody really sucked.
EA. EA sucked. That's why we hardly mentioned them, because they didn't announce anything.
Nope.
They had Battlefield Hardline, which was Cops and Robbers, the video game. It was very, very strange. You literally play as police officers and criminals. I don't know who was clamoring for that.
Thanks.
But when I play video games, I don't want to. I want to be like a space marine or, you know, like a something fantastical, not a cop or a robber. I'm not saying that cops and robbers aren't great, but if I want to play Cops and Robbers, I'll go back to the schoolyard, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, enough picking on EA. It was a decent E3, in my opinion. Lots of good stuff to look forward to. Lots of exciting things for gamers all across the country and the world, rather.
Yep. And if you want the full report of E3, check out our official article. That will be up on thecrispynoodle.com.
That's right. We got a whole bunch of E3 coverage up there, so you can get all the latest buzz, news, and scores even. So definitely check it out.